Should we be nice to one another? That sounds really nice on the surface, doesn't it? But let's consider how they've changed the words on us over the years to get us away from the truth of the love in the Bible. Consider the ways that we're being taught to love one another in Scripture, as opposed to the ways we're being taught to, quote, be nice, unquote, by the ways of the world under humanism, psychology, psychiatry. There's a big difference, and I mean a massive difference, between those two types of looking at affections for one another. In the Scriptures, the Messiah himself tells us that there is no greater love than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Of course, I jumped right to the bottom line. And if you look all through the Scriptures, love is the fulfilling of the law, the teachings. Because why? Because the Father himself is love. And we can go into a lot of those details, and we will over time, prayerfully, Father willing. But many of you are familiar with Bohemian Grove and how basically they teach their people to go through the cremation of care ceremony, where you're to erase all human emotion of true love, to go after the gold ring in life. Materialism is more important than love. He who dies with the most toys wins. Go for the gusto. You only go around once in life. It's a dog-eat-dog world out there. The Messiah teaches us differently, to go opposite the ways of the world, and to love one another. The greatest of these is charity. The King James uses that word. I don't use that word very often because we've lost its real meaning in the last 150, 200 years. But the greatest of these is love. The fulfilling of the law is love. God is love. Yahweh is love. There is no love greater than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. And the Messiah was the perfect living example of that, demonstrating that he would give up his own life for his love of all of us, for the love of others. It all does boil down to one's conscience and his love for others versus self and a love to please only self. But let's look at it. The Webster's 1828 dictionary and its definition of nice. There's quite a few definitions, and I'll read them all to you. One, properly. Soft, whence, delicate, tender, dainty, sweet, or very pleasant to the taste, as a nice bit, nice food. 2. Delicate, fine, applied to texture, composition, or color, as cloth of a nice texture, nice tints, or color. 3. Accurate, exact, precise, as nice proportions, nice symmetry, nice workmanship, nice rules. 4. Requiring scrupulous exactness as a nice point. 5. Perceiving the smallest difference, distinguishing accurately and minutely by perception as a person of nice taste. Hence, 6. Perceiving accurately the smallest faults, errors, or irregularities, distinguishing and judging with exactness as a nice judge of a subject, nice discernment. Our author, happy in a judge so nice. 7. Over-scrupulous or exact, curious, not knowing, not exact, but nice. 8. Delicate, scrupulously and minutely cautious. The letter was not nice, but full of charge of dear import. 9. Fastidious, squeamish, and to taste, think not I shall be nice. 10. Delicate, easily injured. How nice the reputation of the maid. 11. Refined, as nice in subtle happiness. 12. Having lucky hits, not used. 13. Weak, foolish, effeminate. 14. Trivial, unimportant, to make nice, to be scrupulous. Wow. 14 itemized ways to describe nice, and none of them seem to really fit the way that word is used today.
Weak, foolish, effeminate.
Folks, I've talked many times about wordcraft, metonymy, how they've been changing the words on us, putting us into a George Orwell newspeak type of dictionary type of language, whereby we will follow their instructions on how to socially interact with one another. They have by metonymy, wordcraft, which is a form of witchcraft in a language sense. They've cast spells on us, teaching us how to be nice to one another in this example, just as they've taught us that kingdom is old-fashioned, where it's actually only the original word for government. Dinosaur is the new word for dragon or lizard. Crime is the new word for sin. Today, now, nice is the new word for love one another. Be nice.
So let's go one step deeper then and consider, what is a dictionary in the first place? And although over many, many years I've referred to more reliable, quote, dictionaries, unquote, like the Webster's 1828 dictionary, Black's Law Dictionary, and what have you, every single one of them is a departure from the Bible itself. Think about it. Before Webster's 1828 dictionary, even just in America, from 1620 to 1828, in all the little one-room schoolhouses across America, they were teaching the alphabet, reading and writing, out of the Bible. Why? Because the Bible teaches us that all Scripture is given by inspiration of Yahweh and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of Yahweh may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Is it not possible that Noah Webster may have been very cleverly behind the scenes initiating a whole new class of reading, writing, and spelling using a new book altogether called A Dictionary, where even though it was chock full of biblical scripture to entice the average teacher and parent to actually trust in his new dictionary, I would propose to you that the intention was to make that first step in getting us away from that Bible in the first place. Where now, look at it. Look at all the dictionaries we have today. Is there a single Bible reference in any of the modern dictionaries? No. And how badly have they changed all the words on us, just like George Orwell said they were doing, using a dictionary rather than a Bible.
How's the Newspeak committee?
Working overtime. It's a beautiful thing, the destruction of words. You won't have seen the dictionary, 10th edition yet, Smith. It's that thick. The 11th edition will be that thick.
Well, the revolution will be complete when the language is perfect.
The secret is to move from translation to direct thought to automatic response. No need for self-discipline. Language coming from here, not from here.
Excuse me for intruding, but what you're saying is that we should be rid of the last vestiges of Goldsteinism when the language has been cleaned. I couldn't be more in agreement with you, brother.
Absolutely.
Well, what is be nice then? Webster's 1828 dictionary says to essentially be exact, be precise. Well, I'm going to be precise, and I'm going to go back to the original dictionary that I know and trust, the Bible. And my Bible doesn't say be nice. You know, if you punch in N-I-C-E in your search engines, that word is nowhere, not one place in the Old or New Testaments. Nowhere. So now then, how do you define nice? How do you define love? How do you define a heart that gives more than receives? How do you define a heart that will lay down his own life for others? Through the Bible or through
a dictionary?
Folks, the Bible defines itself for those who've learned what it really says. Yet I run into tons of people that are claiming to be Christians. And when I say, we need to learn to love one another again, they go, yeah, we're supposed to be nice to one another. Why isn't that happening? I then have to stop them and do my very best to try and explain these things to them. Because often they're in a 501c3 church that has told them that the law is dead. The scriptures are done away with. Just be nice to one another. Well, if you've taken away the wording, love one another, where that definition has to come from the Bible, and then you use the phrase, be nice to one another instead, then you can apply a whole new set of definitions, can't you? And you can slowly train your slaves to quit being nice to one another and to just simply obey your slave master. We need to get back to a conscience over self and love above being nice to one another. May you all understand the difference in your hearts. I love you all, and I mean it. Hallelujah.
The love.